to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Ours to Protect, we look at nest boxes for birds. Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland and Biodiversity Officer at Offaly County Council, Ricky Whelan, has some tips. They say the size of the entrance hole will determine the type of birds you attract into your garden.
Birds need a couple of things. They need shelter to breed and build their nest and rear their young. They need food and they need a mate. So they're kind of the three prerequisites. So
I have a very small back garden here in my house in County Wicklow, but I have on my back wall, I have a blue tit nest box that's used almost every year now. It's just sort of nestled in some ivy and it's absolutely wonderful. I feel like I'm doing such a good thing for the birds when I see them coming in and out, and especially when you see them bringing in the food to the chicks, taking out those little fecal sacs, you know, the little, I suppose, disposable nappies they have coming out of the nest. It really does make you feel like, oh God, I really helped. They had nowhere near here to nest and now they can. Because I guess what we're doing, you know, In a more natural setting where humans hadn't altered the landscape so much, this wouldn't be necessary. There are plenty of nooks and crannies where birds could safely nest. But the fact is, there are far fewer cavities around than there should be. We have very low tree cover. We don't have many dead trees around the place. So it's very hard for birds to find nesting spots. So a simple nest box can really make a big, big difference to them.
If you're in a rural setting or a farm, there's like the blue tit is a cavity nester. So throughout, before we start building sort of castles or any type of building, they would have nested in tree holes. And then when we start building castles and stuff out of stone, they would have found their ways into the walls and stuff. But in a modern city and town, there's very few of those cavities, suitable cavities. So we provide them with plywood boxes and we bolt them on trees and walls and stuff, and they love them. It's highly satisfying and it's really good to be able to provide that. So, you know, people can really do lots for the birds by feeding them all winter and then providing them with a safe nest site to nest in and rear young. It's really worthwhile doing.
When it comes to a typical garden, there's two main styles of nest box, I think, to look at. And the key is not to have too many of them. Maybe many gardens could only have one or two nest boxes. But it's good, I think, to have one with a small hole in the front of it. That's perfect for members of the tit family, sort of a classic nest box. And then open-fronted designs, which are used particularly by robins, but also by wagtails, even larger ones by blackbirds, they can work very well too.
We recently produced guidance and DIY plans for templates for these boxes, just that, so which will accommodate a really large sort of cohort of garden birds. And like you say, there's different nest entrances, and that suits the niches and the styles of the birds and their behaviour. So you mentioned there the what we call a tit nest box is with this round hole, and also house sparrow and tree sparrows even will nest in box with a round hole, and if the hole's big enough, starlings. And people get very, very uptight about the size of the hole. 28mm hole is for blue tits, and if it's any bigger, they won't go in. And 32 has to be for house sparrows and all that sort of stuff. But actually, the size of the hole dictates how small of a bird can get in rather than the type of bird. Like, a blue tit doesn't fly past a 28mm hole and go, oh, that house is for me. It can fit comfortably, whereas a starling can't get inside. So what you're really doing by putting a different size hole on the box is you're stopping a larger species get in. So, for example, if you have a 32mm size hole, a blue tit would happily go in there and a starling. So they could then compete for those boxes. So what you're really trying to do is provide a suitable one for each of the target species you want in your garden, I suppose. So, and the tits are really good examples. I got a load of boxes delivered to me a few years ago at the local men's shed in Portlaoise. How you lads? Made loads of them and gifted them to me for different projects, and I had some left over, so I put them around our garden. We've quite a large garden, but one I didn't get to put up in time, and it was actually a starling box, and I left it on top of the oil burner, if you know those sort of metal boxes that's out in the backyard. Lo and behold, the grey tits moved in anyway. They didn't care. And
oh, wow.
I've got a German Shepherd, Molly, and she can reach up there, so she got to know them quite a bit, and she'd stick her nose in the hole, but the male would come out and give it to Molly, give her a couple of pecks and fly off and come over and back, and it was quite funny. But if you build it, they will come, I suppose, is the point I make. They're deadly.
Beggars can't be choosers. And the fact is that in the natural setting, the birds would take whatever most suitable cavity they can find, even if it's not perfect. So when it comes to nest boxes, I think, yeah, people can get too caught up in how they need to look. You're looking to meet some basic needs for the bird. And if your box meets those, then it has a good chance of being used. So obviously, first of all, it has to be solid. It has to be, give them protection from predators and from the elements. So it drives me nuts. Sometimes you'll see, you know, in some shops, you'll see people selling nest boxes made out of wicker or half coconut shells or things like this. They may be, you know, fine as garden ornaments, although even that's debatable. But they're aesthetic though. The birds aren't interested in those. They're not dry and warm enough, not secure enough from predators. They really want a box, like a fortress that meets their needs, ideally with a sloping roof so that any water that does fall, and let's face it, in an Irish summer, some water will fall, it'll drain off and won't go into the hole. I think it's very important too to have little drainage holes in the bottom of the box as well to allow it to dry when it does get damp. Put it in a good secure location. Certainly those tit style boxes with the holes in the front, they're more protected than an open box, so they can be more visible, more out in the open. For my robin nest box, I like to keep that tucked down behind a holly, sort of low, but keep it as a low bush. That offers protection from cats and from other predators, but still allows the birds to have easy enough access to it. And if you tick those boxes, if you pardon the expression, that tends to work. And you know, give it, you know, maybe a couple of years before the birds get used to it. Sometimes they then do use them in the end, or sometimes they're so desperate for a nest site they'll go into it when you've just after putting it up on the wall or on the tree.
You can find out more information about hanging nest boxes in your garden on ourstoprotect.ie, and there's a tip sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.